Kanal K. Akzent. Ein Gast, eine Geschichte. Wir stellen Fragen, wir diskutieren, wir hören zu. Kanal K. Kanal K. Richtig gutes Radio.
Ich kann leider weder Tamilisch noch Singalesisch reden, darum kann ich auch am Jeevan Virakirti seine Sendungen nicht verstehen. In diesen zwei Sprachen produziert der Jeevan nämlich Sendungen für das Sendegefäß Kompass hier auf Kanal K. Umso schöner ist es darum, dass ich jetzt die Möglichkeit habe, mit ihm zu reden und so einerseits mehr über den Inhalt von seinen Sendungen zu erfahren, aber auch ihn als Person kennenzulernen. Welcome.
Welcome.
Jeevan, can you introduce yourself briefly?
Yeah, I'm Jeevan. I'm living in Alton. I'm now not working, is now is pension. At the same time, for hobby, I do Kanal K radio, then Tamil and Sinhala. Singhalese, both languages. Actually, my job is engineering, but I didn't work here as an engineer. Then I was working in the medias. Now filming stuff I did. Yeah.
Thank you. We will talk more about yourself later on. Gerade nach dem nächsten Track, Feel It Still von Portugal The Man, stellt Jeevan uns dann seine Sendung vor.
On myself, take all dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Here's my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Let me kick it like it's 1986. I'll be over now, but I feel it still. Got another mouth to feed. Leave it with the babies till the mama call the grave digger. Gone with the falling leaves. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now.
Jeevan, I read on the Kanal K website that your broadcast is about politics and general education. Can you explain specifically what kind of content you produce for your broadcast?
Actually, I produce Sri Lankan and Indian politics. At the same time, in all over the world, Sri Lankan living all over the world, then their problems and their cultural things. At the same time, sometimes I interview with artists, filmmakers, dramas, or like that, or somehow I meet some special people. They also I make an interview. Someone come from India or Sri Lanka, then I invite to the Kanalka, and I make an interview. At the same time, I play Indian and Sri Lankan musics.
Yeah, you say you do interviews with artists. Your latest broadcast was called Tribute to SPB, for example.
Yeah.
What is that about?
SPB mean he passed away. He's a very good singer. He's a singer, producer, actor. At the same time, he's a multi-talented person and a very soft and kind person. He passed away because of the corona. Then all over the world sad about him. That's why I also fan of him.
Did you know him personally?
No, I don't know personally, but his son is one of my friend. Yeah.
And your broadcasts are in Tamil and also Sinhalese. When do you talk which language?
That is different because once I do Tamil, once I do Sinhalese, sometimes I do both mixed program.
Why?
Because I need intercultural relationship like that. I explain what is going on, what is the meaning of these songs, what is the meaning of Tamil songs like that. I want to get closer to races or two type of the people.
So it depends on who you are talking about or who you talk to, and then you use that language.
Yes.
Like if your interview partner is Tamil, you talk Tamil.
Tamil.
Okay.
At the same time, I play Sinhalese music, and I explain to the Tamils what this Sinhalese music is content.
Do you see yourself as a kind of connector between the two cultures because you know them both?
Yeah, I'm a Tamil.
Yeah.
But I studied in Sinhalese medium, then I know both culture. And both races are my friends. Because of that, I know what I have to give it to them. They have a problem, communal problem and rights about the language and some things, you know. Because of that, I like to solve the problem. I like to be with them together.
So you also want to put away prejudices or minimize prejudices between those two ethnic groups?
Yeah.
Because you know them both?
Yeah, them both.
So
Because of the language, they have a big problem. Because Tamils never understand Sinhalese, most of them. Sinhalese never understand Tamil. Misunderstanding, they have a lot of problem. They know each other. The language is the main things to understand each other. That's why I like to communicate both of them together.
Umjivan seine Sendung heisst Achieving for You. Als nächstes hören wir Corona Kanala vom Anirudh Vijay, wo der Jivan ausgesucht hat. Nach dem Song erfahren wir dann mehr über den Jivan Virakirti selber.
Corona Kanala, kolla pakra, sanitizer lama, suttamakra. Mask போட்டு போனாலும் மாசா இருக்குறா பாவம் என் ஹார்ட்டு தான் லாக்டவுன் பண்ணுறா சிக்காத சிட்டா இருப்பா சில நேரம் சிரிச்சு முடிப்பா சீட் போடும் போட்டி நடந்தா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பிளேஸ தூக்கிடுவா நாளாக நாளாக வலிக்குதே உன் கூட நான்
Richtig gutes Radio.
Mit mir im Studio ist der Civan Verakerti. Er produziert Sendungen für das Sendegefäß Kompass auf Kanal K. Civan, you chose the song Corona Kanala. Where is it from?
It's from India.
Who's the artist?
I don't know. I seen in the internet. Actually, that's a film song. Because of the corona time, they make a lot of short film and films about the corona.
Oh, they actually do films about corona?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting.
That's why that songs is talking about mask, sanitizer, and wash hands and a lot of things, and it make a distance.
Yes, I heard the word sanitizer, right. So you were a filmmaker yourself?
Yes, I was. Because I studied as an engineer, but my hobby is arts. I was acted some dramas and television movie dramas. At the same time, I studied film media. Then I started to make films, and I work with the films together, with my friends together.
So you turned your hobby into your profession.
Yeah, actually. I like it. I like to work with the people together, not with the material.
So you, what kind of films did you produce? What genre?
Not produce actually. I produce only few short films. The feature film I produce with the one friend together in Sri Lanka. Co-production like that. At the same time, I work with the film industry in Sri Lanka. Then I was in Singapore Television. I was a producer, cameraman, actor, dancer, like that. Anything I can, whatever I do with the arts things. Afterward, I came to India. Then I work with the Indian film industry.
So you were first in, you're from Sri Lanka, and then you said 1990 you fled from Sri Lanka.
Yeah, before that I was in Singapore. Sri Lanka, then I went to Singapore, then I worked there in the medias, then I came back to Sri Lanka, then from there I writes, then I came to India, then I worked there, then from India to I returned back to Sri Lanka, then there I can't live there, there is a, they had a problem, then I left from Sri Lanka to Switzerland, 1990, yes.
You are Tamil and also Roman Catholic. Can you explain how this goes together?
Yeah, my father is Hindu, mother is Roman Catholic. They mix marriage. Then that's why I was there. Is also I have a mixed culture. I went to the temple. At the same time, I go to the church also.
And was it for your ethnic group that you had to flee, or was it because of your political statements?
Actually, this political group, for they are fighting for everybody, but not for Tamil only. That's a plot. People liberation, people liberation organization of Tamil. Then. They are fighting not for the Tamils only, not for the Sinhalese only. That's why I thought this is one of the good group. But I was there, but I fed up with them because inside a lot of another politics. Then I thought I have to leave from them. I left. I had the problem from them also. At the same time, I had problem with the government too. Then I left, leave the group and country in 1990.
So what then was the group called? I'm sorry.
PLOT. People Liberation Organization of Tamil Eelam.
And what was exactly the target? What was their objective?
The whole country, they want to change. They need, actually they had a good concept. That means like Switzerland has a canton system. The same system they prefer. That's why I like it, because it's, they can rule each and everywhere. But they failed. The plot is not more. They have as a political party now. But the leader was died. They killed from someone. Then afterward it's finished.
So, and then afterwards you came to Switzerland?
Yeah.
How was your arrival in Switzerland?
That mean, sorry?
How did you feel when you came here, or how did you feel regarding the people who lived here?
No, I came to Switzerland only I had the problem with the language in German. I can speak a little bit German, but this I can't speak well. Because I didn't get any problem with Swiss people or other nationalities, because I'm very free. I'm very closer to them. I'm not afraid about them. At the same time, I have a lot of friends here. I was in the film club. People together. That's I made short film in Switzerland also. That's a Swiss movie. The club is in Aarau also. Then I was in Aarau. That's a film club in Aarau. I didn't get any problem with them. I had a good good impression with Swiss people. I can't hate anyone. They also never hate any of me.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Chivan.
Yeah.
Okay, we will continue with the next song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wenn du gerne mal in eine Sendung von Jivan reinhören willst, dann lauf die nächste, zum Beispiel am nächsten Sonntag am 8. Sonst kannst du natürlich auch jederzeit auf kanalk.ch ältere Sendungen von ihm abrufen. Thank you very much, Jivan Verakriti, for doing this talk with me.
Ja, thank you. Du?
Am Mikrofon war Joni Schmi. Ich wünsche dir einen guten.
To put it.